This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
The Custard's Black Podcast, whatever that is.
Well, still to this day, it remains the last game that either team managed to play for first team, that is. So, we played Bristol Rovers in March sometime. I think it was March. Did that feel weird for you, but like weirdly proud at the same time? Because Southend had such a like a development side that were your players just last year. How did that feel for you?
Yeah, I think at the time, during the game, it's one of them, you just want to win the game. I think, you know, we weren't in a great period, so it was an important game for us, obviously, but didn't work out that way. But yeah, when you look at some of the players that come on, and, you know, there's ones there that probably wouldn't have got a chance without everything that was going on in the club. You know, Erin Canali and Tom Clifford, who's done brilliant. Some, like, they're players that I'd have worked with every day for a couple of years. So I knew what qualities they had, but it's always one of them that, you know, it's a difficult level, the under-23s, because no one really wants to be in that group. So you want to come out of the youth team and go into the first team, or you've got first team players coming down to 23. So it's a difficult one to manage. But what we always spoke about is having the right attitude and, you know, how they worked every day. And to be fair, I think them two are a perfect example of it. And, you know, just, you always say, hang in, keep going, don't let your standards drop, because your chance will come eventually. And I think that's something any young player needs to realise, that, you know, the disappointments are there and you're not getting opportunities and the frustrations, but, you know, you've got to stick out and keep your standards. Yeah, I was really pleased for them, because they're good kids, and, you know, a lot of them deserve their opportunity.
You mentioned he's probably been the standout player, I'd say, out of the lot of them. He sort of just stepped in the team like a first team player. Really, really impressive.
Yeah, Tom always had the quality, to be fair. On the ball, he's been brilliant, and one of them players that always had that side of it that was, oh, I thought, yeah, he'll cope with it, no problem. You know, there's other areas that you just don't know that will he be able to cope. But, you know, I'm really pleased for him, because, you know, how he applied himself every day and was around the club and everything like that, he was brilliant and different class. So he all really deserved it. And I was pleased for him, actually.
Yeah. It's a horrible situation that obviously they had to come into. And you know, as from a supporter's point of view, you kind of think if we'd possibly done it a little bit earlier, we may have given ourselves a bit more of a chance. But, you know, we may end up somehow staying up if they decide to void the league still. But I think that's a frustrating thing, because I can remember for, you know, quite a number of years now, we see a lot of these youngsters doing really well, like, because we've all got access to things on Twitter now that sort of we didn't have 10, 12 years ago. So we hear a lot of names and we see a lot of these players doing well, and then they never make an appearance for the first team. They may get a couple off the bench in the cup or something like that. But there's, apart from goalkeepers, we've not really had a player that's come into the team and been like a sort of a mainstay in the team. And I think that's quite frustrating, because surely that's obviously what you want for an academy. And so we've been great with goalkeepers. So I think this would be really nice if certainly a couple of these young lads could come in. I guess Elvis would be one that's, as an outfield player, that's come in and done really well.
Yeah, definitely. Was... Having that connection, like you say, of having two or three, if you can get two or three to go in and actually stay there. Listen, I think maybe you look at maybe Drew Yearwood would have been one who would still be there and playing. Obviously, he moved on, but I suppose that's like a lot of clubs at that level. You get a young player coming through and into your first team, clubs will start to look, and you know, if the price is right, then you sell on. So, but if you can get a group of them, you know, whatever the circumstance, that they get their opportunity, as long as they take it, then you know, that's the main thing. And if they can stay, it's up to them now to try and stay in the team. So, you know, however it comes about, they've got to take it, I guess.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.